Pat Christensen, Walter Gordon, John Plesha, and Levon Reese were promoted from private to corporal. Webster was an aspiring novelist, an avid reader of the best in English literature, a Harvard man, a combat veteran who praised and damned the army on the basis of personal observation and keen insight. His long letters home provide snapshots of some of the men of Easy Company, following its first combat experience. Private Roy Cobb, who had been hit on Harry Welsh's plane over Normandy and thus did not make the jump, was an old soldier with some 9 years to his credit. He managed to keep one long easy jump ahead of the army. His varied and colorful wartime career had thus far included 1. An assault landing in Africa with the 1st Armored Division, 2. A siege of Yellow Jaundice and an evacuation to America on a destroyer after his troop ship had been torpedoed, 3. Several months training at the parachute school, 4. A timely leg wound from flak over Normandy. Tall, lean, thirsty, and invariably good-natured. The first squad of the 1st Platoon was headed by Little Johnny Martin, an excellent soldier, a premier gold brick, and a very fast thinker who could handle any combat or garrison problem that arose. Always had the equipment, the food, and the good living quarters. The second squad leader was Bull Randleman, who was constantly bitching but who could be very GI, as I once discovered when he turned me in to the first sergeant for laughing at him when he told me to take off my wool-knit hat in the mess hall. Bull was considered a very acceptable non-com by the officers who frowned on Sergeant Martin's flip attitude. Webster's squad leader was Sergeant Robert Rader. I don't think Rader ever gold-bricked in his life. He was the ideal garrison soldier, the type that knows all the commands for close-order drill and takes pride in a snappy manual of arms, that is impatient with men who ride the sick book and slip away from night problems. The assistant squad leaders, Corporals William Dukeman, Pat Christensen, and Don Hubler, generally let the buck sergeants do the work. Dukeman had a way of beating night problems and skipping off to London every weekend that was truly marvelous to behold. Christensen was Randleman's assistant, which Webster considered a snap job because Randleman, like Rader, was very conscientious. Christensen was of medium height and athletic build with curly golden hair, E Company's only glamour boy. Hubler was his opposite in every way. Hubler was the only person I met who actually enjoyed fighting. He got a kick out of war,